Today on Culture Couch, we have an unlikely story about a local man who built a working replica of a famous steam engine. The Allegheny locomotive was among the largest and most powerful locomotives ever built. It was used to haul coal in the mountains of West Virginia for the Chesapeake and Ohio Railroads in the 1940s and 50s. Community Voices producer Jim Cale met the man who's made a small-scale replica of a very large train.
A live steam engine, no matter the scale, is impressive in all manners. It breathes, roars, and snorts. It sings a mechanical song and strains in an effort to serve its master. It feels alive, yet it is man-made, an industrial Frankenstein. The definitive example is the Allegheny-class steam locomotive. Built in Lima, Ohio, with more than 6,500 horsepower, it is one of the most powerful and beautiful steam locos ever.
I fell in love with that engine in high school. We went over to the Henry Ford Museum and I saw this engine for the first time and just blew me away. And then saw it again and thought, boy, that's the engine I want to build. And that's how I got started into this one.
That's Chuck Balmer from Urbana, Ohio, an unassuming man with an impressive skill set. I visited his shop to talk about building his Allegheny, a working steam locomotive scaled 3/4 of an inch to the foot. Complete in every detail.
I worked on this full-time for 7 years, so we figured we got roughly 14,000 hours into building this engine.
That's a huge undertaking, 14,000 hours.
Yeah, I wouldn't have started if I thought there's that much time.
How long and how heavy is this thing?
The engine and tender are 8 feet long. They weigh about 350 pounds.
How many parts have you had to make?
Oh, thousands and thousands of parts. In fact, there's all the patterns for the castings that we made. There's over 100 castings in the engine and tender. There's 60-some patterns there.
So you're set up here to create your own castings in your own foundry.
Weld up the pieces that need to be welded up or cut, whatever, and move it over there to the machining area. Do all the machining and whatever is needed there. Use the paint area to paint the parts if they need to be painted or plated, whatever. And then, you know, hopefully we can assemble it and put it together and put it in the other side of the shop, which is where all the locomotives are stored.
After a few hours, Chuck invited me to attend a meeting of the Cinder Sniffers, a steam club with their own tracks and coal-fired trains. The train park is a busy place. More than a dozen locomotives and their engineers are giving rides to family and friends. I took the opportunity to speak with Chuck's wife, Julie, to help me understand the task Chuck had undertaken and gain a little insight into the hobby.
It's a process. He's very good at taking a large project and breaking it into little pieces. And that way, all you have to accomplish is one little piece at a time. And that's how you build a 14,000-hour engine, is 1 hour at a time.
And here's Peggy Hodson, whose husband also makes trains, says the people get dreamy around these trains.
That's what went through their backyard. That's what they stood back as a kid and felt the whoosh go by. That's what makes it a wonderful animal. It is engineering art. You know, there's something about trains that are just, they touch part of you that nothing else touches.
After a day immersed in the sights and sounds of live trains, the aromas of hot oil and coal-fired boilers still clinging to my clothes, I make my way home, grateful for the Chuck Balmers of the world. For WYSO Culture Couch, this is Jim Cale.
Track.